Find a store near you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Even though it was only a two-week bill and a $4 billion reduction in spending, it is the first time I can recall in the time that I've been here, our actually cutting spending on an appropriation bill. It's a small step, but a step in the right direction.
Two-week stopgap solutions only delay the adult conversation we need to have. This is a stalling tactic by House Republicans because they're unwilling to enter into serious negotiations. It has grave consequences to doing business. In the last week, nonpartisan economists have told us that uncertainty about whether the government will remain open or shut down has a fiscal drag on the economy.
All right, so both sides there as we begin this hour of the conversation on the countdown. Republican Mitch McConnell, Democrat Chuck Schumer weighing in on the extension bill that keeps the government going for another couple of weeks, and that's where we get started here on our review of what's going on in the world of talk radio, talk television, left side, right side. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's begin by going to MSNBC. Lawrence O'Donnell, who replaced Oberman, talking to Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri about whether things will be any different in a couple of weeks.
Is this a responsible way to govern, or are we setting up another big budget crisis, possible government shutdown 14 days from now?
Well, it's certainly not the way we want to run the budget in the federal government. Obviously, we're having a hard time getting agreement between a group of people on one side that think all of the cuts should come from a very small part of the budget, that it's all domestic stuff, all of the education and programs for working class folks. And on the other hand, the Democrats in the Senate want these cuts to reflect a different set of priorities. We need to look at the Pentagon. We need to look at other places in the budget to share the pain. Cuts, yes, but not all on the backs of working families and poor women.
Senator McCaskill, because you're up for re-election next year in the swing state of Missouri, Republicans have targeted you as one of the possible Democrats that they can pull over to their side on budget votes. What would Republicans have to do to get your vote in the Senate on the budget?
Well, more importantly, I think what we've got to do as Democrats in the Senate is present a contrast to what the House Republicans have done. Show the American people that we can get serious about living within our means, but not doing so all on the domestic side of our budget. Looking also at discretionary defense spending. And also, you know, we got to get to, Lawrence, maybe not in this fight over how we finish the fiscal year, but we've got to get to the long-term debt problem. That's something that we all have to sit down and be grown-ups about, because we could cut every dime of highway, education, all of that, and we still have a debt problem that we've got to address. So I think everything has to be on the table. We've got to look at everything. That doesn't mean we cut the benefits to working folks and people on fixed incomes or to people who are currently receiving Social Security, but we need to be honest with the American people about the severity of the problem.
There are some senators who now apparently are looking at everything, as you put it, led by Senator Kent Conrad, chairman of the Budget Committee. It's a so-called gang of six that includes Democrats and Republicans. They are making senators nervous on both sides of the aisle, Democrats worried about what Senator Conrad might agree to with Republicans. Have you heard anything from Senator Conrad or others in the gang of six that indicate where they might come out and what they might be recommending?
Well, they're using the fiscal commission work as kind of a template to begin with. I mean, this was a thoughtful document that basically laid out some of the things we have to do with tax reform. I mean, you know, really, Lawrence, we've got all these goodies in the tax code. We could really help if we would just take out some of the goodies for some of the huge multinational wealthy corporations that have gotten special deals, like oil companies. I think they also are going to take a look at, obviously, spending. They're going to take a look at entitlements. But we had to, not only is Kent Conrad in that room, so is Dick Durbin. So is one of the most progressive members of the Democratic caucus in the Senate. So I think we've covered the water from Tom Coburn to Dick Durbin. I'm you know, slightly optimistic that we could really get something that had a chance of doing something about our debt and about the deficits beyond just the kind of nibbling around the edges, the change in the couch that the House Republicans have been in a frenzy over.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com about the proposed budget cuts and what they target. A Sputnik moment. I remember reading that, or Kaputnik for science. Kaput, the end. The federal budget battle showdown is underway. Science looks like collateral damage with proposed cuts to research that is pretty severe, actually, when you get at this. This is the anti-intellectual movement, once again. Let's not cut the depressing budget that is as large and out of control as it is for the Department of Defense. Again, underscoring the people I'm especially targeting my comments to, the folks that are listening on American Forces Radio around the world, the essence of how you get paid, the fact that you don't get paid enough, in my opinion, the fact that Government Accounting Office has found in the bloated Pentagon budget hundreds of billions of dollars in waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. You could get a pay raise, and we could all save a lot of money if this department was run like it was supposed to, instead of the GAO finding over $200 billion in waste and fraud and corruption. It's really, the criticism is infectious and applicable. Why in the world would you want not to continue with our size? We're dumbed down enough. At what point do we draw the line and really begin the revolution here in a change of thought? 800-510-8255. The budget deficit is $1.5 trillion. The House Appropriations Committee Chairman is Al Rogers of Kentucky, says these cuts are necessary to show that we're serious about returning our nation to a sustainable financial path. Then why aren't they cutting the defense budget? Why isn't somebody in there with a red pencil? Why doesn't somebody just get a hold of it? And the GAO has identified where the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and abuse is, so handle it. If Obama were any kind of a leader, and Gates and any of these other people, they'd say, okay, here it is, out. Here's another one, out. Here's another one, out. And be done with it. No, we have to continue this foolish feeling that we have, we have to be strong. Okay, we can be strong and not waste money. Hello. 800-510-8255. Radio. Oh, we just heard from the television side, the radio side, up next here on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Then where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hey. 800-510-8255. Our focus here is on the two sides of the debate, whether or not the government might shut down. Let's get to Charlie Parker's program. Here he talks to Jeff Birnbaum about a new report that was supposed to help Congress find places to cut in the budget.
What's the big story on what we found out on this new report yesterday?
Sure. There was a huge Government Accountability Office, GAO, report attempting, I think, to make it a little easier for the Congress to find some places to reduce spending. That's the big effort that's going on, reduce the deficit in Washington. And the GAO found billions of dollars of overlapping programs, really dozens of things that are repetitious throughout the government. Just to name a few, 56 programs across 20 agencies dealing with financial literacy alone. There are 2,100 data centers that are set up by the federal government, up from 432 just a little over a decade ago. 20 programs across 7 agencies dealing with homelessness, and the list goes on and on. There are a lot of duplication in the sprawling federal government that, if consolidated, would probably save a very heavy chunk of change. There's duplication in programs. But it's unclear whether consolidating them will save anywhere near the amount of money that is spent through those programs. The function is still needed, so the billions of dollars, they're being a little vague about it, that can be saved would probably end up not being as many billions of dollars in the end. And consolidating these programs takes years to do, and so this is an indication of where some of the waste is, but we shouldn't assume that it can all be wrung out certainly quickly.
And probably the most surprising of all is that it's on both sides of the aisle they're agreeing with this.
That's right. I think the urge to spend more is gone from the federal government. The question is how far to trim back, and both Democrats and Republicans are looking for ways to end waste to avoid some of the big, more painful cuts in important programs themselves. But they're going to have to probably do that anyway. These overlapping programs they found may not produce enough to make much of a dent into the $1.5 trillion annual budget deficit that's looming.
800-510-8255. You hear what I'm talking about, the budget waste everywhere. This is part of the revolution that needs to happen. Katie in Oklahoma, thoughts, please, on all this.
I blame the Democrats. For all these years, they have promised and promised and actually bribed all the poor people into taking more money so they'll keep voting Democrat, just like they do the unions. But NAFTA is not what happened before all the jobs got sent overseas. It was because the unions priced themselves out of jobs. I am a poor working person. I barely get by, but I don't expect the government to tend to it. That's not my daddy. They keep rewarding women for having 5, 6, 7 kids and then expecting us taxpayers to tend to them. They end up on Social Security. That's what they need to tend to, not old people being on Social Security.
800-510-8255. We'll take more of your calls on the situation with potential government shutdown, what needs to be cut, et cetera, et cetera. 21 after on the countdown.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. but Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Abuse.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At 800-510-8255, we're focused on this issue for at least this half hour, depending on how we do with your calls. Let's listen to Jean in Detroit now. Her deal is the Republicans bad.
I think that people have amnesia and forget how we got to this point. Anyone who believes that Republicans care about working class people are sadly mistaken. So many of the laws that were enacted, NAFTA was a Republican idea which shipped millions of jobs out of this country. The change that they did in the tax laws under Reagan, they removed interest, credit card interest deductions, and then they allowed the banks and credit card companies to raise rates to what we now consider loan shark rates. And the other thing that I feel about the Democrats is that they follow the Christian principle of having concern about their fellow man, the least of these. And the Republicans are more like the scribes and the Pharisees, which Jesus described as hypocrites because they're concerned only with their own enrichment and let every man fend for himself.
All right. Well, that's not the first time we've heard that treatise, Gene. 800-510-8255, Len in Illinois on Democrats, other side.
I could see this happening prior to the last election in November. And I think the Democrats saw it too, okay? They knew they were going to get a big, huge loss. There was going to be a tsunami happening to the whole political system, and they were just going to let the Republicans, have it in their court. I mean, they were supposed to have a budget put together last fall before the election. But they held off because they knew they were going to have a big loss. Then if the Republicans would have to do what they always do is try to reel things back, and they were going to be blamed for it, and the mainstream media would just be all over them. So it's just a terrible, terrible thing that they just keep. The Democrats are really just, I don't know what to think. They're ruining this country.
Okay, here's Barry in Providence. Go ahead, sir.
I think that there's enough blame to go around. It's easy for the Republicans to blame the Democrats and the Democrats to blame the Republicans, but I think the entire system is so messed up because you have lobbyists paying both Republicans and Democrats. Then you have, all this money given to Wall Street, these corporations who claim they're small businesses like GE, Exxon Mobil. They make billions of dollars. They even get taxes from the government after making $45 billion in profits. And at the same time, everything is so messed up with both Democrat, Republican, and the White House that, you know, they're just not looking out for the average American citizen. And if you, you know, if you had started from the top with, you know, the holding those people accountable, such as Wall Street, when they screwed up the financial industry, some of those people should have went to jail, just like Enron, and they shouldn't have got taxpayer bailout money. And at the same time, you know, we have to find some way to keep these corporations out of the White House and off of out of Washington. And, you know, and have a real grown-up talk about what's really broken with the political system in Washington and at the White House.
All right, Bob, make it quick. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just wondering what you thought about if we got rid of the federal government and all the states just took that money and took care of their deficit.
That's good. I like, you know, I don't think I've ever heard that. Seriously, I have never. That's such a simple idea. You know, maybe we get rid of government. Remember the song Imagine by John Lennon? We get rid of all governments everywhere and just we all live in peace. Everybody wants peace anyway. All right, it's good. That's a good idea, Bob. Let's think about that. Ruminate on it. 28 after on the countdown.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Fellows and the Home Safety Council have teamed up to educate families about hidden safety hazards in the home with a focus on the home office. Safety expert Mary Kay Appy offers these tips to protect your family, especially children, from injuries and to help everyone stay productive.
An important area of the home to keep safe is the office. Be sure to keep sharp office supplies like scissors and letter openers out of harm's reach and look for certification from safety testing laboratories on items like extension cords and surge protectors. Printer ink can be poisonous, so store printer and ink cartridges in a locked cabinet out of a child's reach. Choose office appliances with safety features already built in, such as shredders with SafeSense technology, a mechanism which shuts down the machine immediately when hands or large pets come too close to the paper opening. And lastly, don't forget to unplug necessary office equipment when not in use.
For more information, visit fellows.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Next up on the countdown at 33 past the hour. Thank you for coming back. As a matter of fact, Doug Steffen with Wisconsin. And municipal unions, I say state, but the federal, actually, something came out yesterday that I bet a lot of you didn't know, the fact that the federal bargaining chip for union employees doesn't exist. Apparently, they can't bargain. You can have federal unions. Somebody who's listening may have the corrected spin on that. I just heard it sort of out of the corner of my ear, and I haven't been able to find out any more about it. Do those who work for the federal government who belong to a union have the ability to bargain or strike or whatever? What's the difference between federal unions, maybe that's the question, and state unions, as is the situation in Wisconsin? And, of course, we know the difference. Hopefully you become savvy and sophisticated enough to realize the difference between the public employee workers' unions and those who are working for union companies in the private sector, a big difference. Here's radio host Mike Rosen on this, talking about a couple of polls that, in fact, seem to show that by a slim majority, more Americans think the unions are okay than not.
Let me just give you an update on this. This is from Kyle Drennan at the Media Research Center. He notes that on Tuesday's CBS Early Show, co-host Chris Raggi touted a new poll claiming people support unions over Republican plans to cut state deficits. Quote, a new CBS News New York Times poll shows, they declared, that a majority of Americans, 56%, are opposed to cutting the pay and benefits of state workers through balanced budgets, while just 37% are in favor of it. While Chris Raggi, who reported this, called them, quote, state workers, end quote, the actual poll consistently used the phrase public employees, never state workers or government workers. On NBC's Today Show on Tuesday, pollster Frank Luntz explained how one phrase invokes a positive response while the other does not. Speaking to co-host Matt Lauer about the newly released CBS poll, he noted, if you call them public workers, a majority of Americans respect them. If you call them government workers, a majority of Americans don't. Clearly, CBS and the New York Times selected wording that would elicit a response favorable to the liberal position on the issue. In the report that followed on the early show, correspondent Cynthia Bowers described how Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's budget-cutting proposal, as she put it, seeks to plug a $3.6 billion budget gap, would limit state union workers' rights to collective bargaining, something the governor insists is necessary. She then claimed that the poll showed that, quote, others argue it isn't ethical, end quote. In fact, nowhere did the poll ask if curbing collective bargaining for unions was ethical or not, but simply if respondents agreed with the policy or not. Bowers went on to declare, quote, according to the CBS News poll, 60% of Americans oppose taking away the collective bargaining rights of unionized public employees. As Luntz also pointed out on today's show, if it is instead called the right of people to join or not join a union, then the whole side flips. Finally, Bowers cited another finding supposedly against Walker. She said, our poll showed Americans even prefer raising taxes over cutting employee benefits or funding to schools or roads. Since taking office in January, Walker, the governor, has cut corporate taxes in Wisconsin. End quote. That's what Bowers said. The question she referred to, in fact, reads as follows. If you had to choose one, which of the following would you be willing to do in order to reduce your state's budget deficit? One, increase taxes. Two, decrease benefits of public employees like teachers or police officers. Three, decrease funding for roads and public transportation. Or four, decrease funding for education. While Bowers touted the 40% who called for higher taxes, she failed to point out that if the other three options, all of which call for spending cuts, were combined, 45% of respondents would favor a reduction in government spending over increasing taxes. Also keep in mind, when most people say they favor an increase in taxes, they're thinking of increasing the taxes on someone else, not on them, such as increasing taxes on the rich.
Yeah. Okay, so Mike Rosen sort of gets it straight, taking apart these things. The superficial news media coverage of this suggests one thing when the in-depth coverage or the analyzation of it suggests something else, not unlike the reading of the Government Accounting Office budget examination. So you look at this number, and it says one thing, but you look at the analysis of the number, it says something else. It's all in the pudding, folks. 800-510-8255. Here from Wisconsin is Vicki McKenna on her program, talking with a caller who belongs to an iron workers union.
Let's go to Kristen in Greendale. Welcome, Kristen.
I actually have a couple of points. The first one is I find it's infuriating. I know everybody listening is infuriated with the fact that the people that voted for Walker haven't had their budget passed. And if the Democrats were elected, we waited, we dealt with their, you know, I can't say the word, the entire time we didn't have the majority, and now, you know, we have nothing, and we still can't get what we want. I believe it'll happen. So for the Democrats that are hiding out in Illinois, you know, you had your chance.
It's, well, yeah, we're going to see people laid off. This is an inevitability now.
And it's disgraceful. The one other point I wanted to make, and I voted for Walker, but I, too, am an iron worker, and I just wanted to say that they're not all thugs. They're the best-trained workers, I think, in the country. What they do every day is, you know, people don't understand is a lot of them haven't been able to work, and they haven't had – and I didn't see the teachers – standing outside, you know, supporting us. I mean, I'm so angry.
It's not gonna happen.
You know, they're not out holding signs for us. I mean, let me tell you, we don't just pay a certain amount of months for our insurance. We pay a certain amount of dollars an hour for our insurance. It is not easy to make it. And then the construction industry, there are so many men and women out of work. So I just wanted to say that If we had what the teachers had, and I think what infuriated the other man from Greendale was the fact that if we had the insurance and all these terrible things that teachers think their situation is so rough, why don't they try it? Why don't they try what we're doing, what we're dealing with? And we are a union. And
Kristen, I thank you for that. And yeah, I mean, we had another iron worker call in as well.
Yeah, I heard it.
You know, and said, look, this is, you know, come on, guys. And I love what you said, though, Kristen, and that was, they're not out here helping us. They want us to help them. They're not out here helping us. In fact, what they're doing, Kristen, is they're actually getting in the way of you guys getting your jobs. They're actually demanding that more of you guys kick in so that they can have better pensions and better health care.
All right. So what is pointed out by that conversation, this is a very good example of how people don't really get it. Unions in the public sector versus unions in the private sector, two distinct things. And, yeah, there's not a lot of – I think you could say that in a general statement, the public employee unions aren't very supportive of the private sector. Whole different can of worms. 800-510-8255. Over to Fox News we go, and Greta Van Susteren talking to South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who thinks that Governor Walker in Wisconsin is doing the right thing.
I see that the Republican Governors Association has released an ad, and you stand by Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin. Is that right?
Absolutely. Governor Walker is doing the right thing. You know, all of us that have been newly elected have had to deal with really tough budgets. And Governor Walker is fighting a good fight. He's saying we all have to trim. We do it at home. We do it in our businesses. This is not any, it's not exempt in public government as well.
Is collective bargaining a problem that you have in your state? Do your public employees have a collective bargaining right?
No, we do not. We are a strong right to work state, and so we do not have to deal with collective bargaining.
Right. Now, one of the issues, at least the union members, the Democrats have raised in Wisconsin, is they say that they have given Governor Walker what he needs. They've agreed to contribute to the pension, contribute to the health care costs. What they're unwilling to do is to give up on collective bargaining as to everything except, I guess, the governor will allow him to collective bargain or would agree to it as to wages. So haven't the Democrats and the unions come a little bit of – haven't they come far enough for the governor?
Yeah, I think what we have to look at is the bigger picture. We are all in a situation where we are dealing with budgets that are going to hurt. We are having to trim down. We're going to have to say this is a time where we're going to have to go through the burn, and everybody's got to make sacrifices. And we have watched the private sector time and time again have to make those sacrifices. I think the governor was elected to take care of his taxpayers, and I think that's what he's trying to do. This is not just about collective bargaining rights. I mean, I think we have to look at the fact that he's dealing with a $3.5 billion budget hole that he has to fix, and that makes for some hard decisions. And I think what he has done is he stood strong. I talked to him last week. He's continuing to stand strong, and I think he's doing right by the people of his state. What I think is terribly wrong is the fact that those Senate Democrats, Democrat senators, left their state. I was a legislator. You know, our job is to make hard decisions. The last thing you ever do is flee your state to keep from making a decision. I think it was incredibly cowardly, and I think it was terrible for the people of Wisconsin.
What would you do to get those Democratic senators back if you were the leader of that state?
I would let everybody know that that's the slate that has to be taken out the very next election cycle. I mean, when you have to go and represent your people, you don't go and run from the issues. You go and you stand strong wherever you may be, right? On one side or the other, you stand strong and you stand with the people you represent. To go and flee your state is unconscionable. And I would do anything and everything to make sure we got them back into the state and to let the people of their districts know that they were cowardly and they walked out on them at the time that they probably needed them the most.
All right, 800-510-8255, although we have pretty much run out of time for this focus on the protesting. I always want to remind you of that way of being in touch. As a matter of fact, when we continue, the focus goes back to Libya and your calls after we listen to some input. Actually, Andrea Mitchell will talk to John Kerry in a moment about what's going on in Libya.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Macy's one-day sale Saturday with a preview day Friday with hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% off all fine jewelry. Bally and Warner's bras, 40% off. Plus, take 50% off Izod and Via Europa polos and wovens. And our entire stock of pillows, 60% off. Save 50 to 80% on fashion clearance and shoes for him and her. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Back to a world focus, Gaddafi, Libya, etc. As the fighting gets worse, the Defense Secretary Gates ordered a couple of ships into the Mediterranean Sea, including an amphibious assault ship and submarines. He said, quote, "We're obviously looking at a lot of options and contingencies." So here, speaking to that on MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell brings in Senator John Kerry about these comments made by Gates about a military strike against Libya.
He said that there's been loose talk that you would first of all have to take out Libyan air defenses. So you would have to have a military strike, as you understand very well, against Libya before you could even implement a no-fly zone. Does that give you pause, or do you still think that it should be an option seriously considered by NATO, with the UN resolution obviously authorizing it first?
Well, Andrea, let me confront you with the alternative predicament. All these countries have stood up and said, Sarkozy, Secretary Clinton, the United States, and others have said Gaddafi has to go. Well, if Gaddafi has to go, and all of a sudden Gaddafi is flying airplanes and strafing and dropping bombs on the rebels, and he ain't going, then everybody is a loser, except for Gaddafi. I don't find that very acceptable. It seems to me that if he is employing mercenaries and has purposely sort of dissipated the army there, we're not exactly talking about the Soviet Union and an air force with enormous capacity. I don't think it takes very much for the United States, together with allies. I don't think it should be the United States up front and alone. I think it needs to be an international sanctioned initiative. But we ought to be prepared to do what we have to do as a last eventuality. I don't think it's that complicated. I'm not even sure how many airplanes will fly if we have announced it. I'm not saying that you have to go in proactively, but you can make it clear to them that if they do fly, here are the consequences. And I think you then begin to create a playing field that's a little more even and more capable for the rebels to be able to do what they have to do. Nobody's asking for troops on the ground. Nobody's suggesting an invasion. Nobody's suggesting anything except preventing a completely lopsided slaughter from taking place in the wake of huge international encouragement for people to go out and do that.
All right, John Kerry with Andrea Mitchell at that side. Gaddafi, meanwhile, warning that thousands of Libyans would die if forces intervened. So what's the right thing to do? 800-510-8255. One more bit of talk radio and then a couple of your calls as we have time here on the countdown. 51 after the hour.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
There's lots of great stuff to listen to on the radio, so thank you for coming to this program and listening to it all around the country and all around the world at DougStephan.com and on American Forces Radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the big hits in talk radio. Every day we take two or three different things and try to put them together. Over the weekend we go through the entire list of the top ten for the week. For listening to that, we thank you again. Gaddafi, what's going on in Libya? He's vowed that we will fight until the last man and woman. The battle is now created about 140,000 refugees, people leaving by the tens of thousands every day. Here host Matt Matan talks with one of his callers about a speech that George Bush made that perhaps led to what's happening now in the Middle East.
George Bush, you know, if you go and if you Google his what was the name of the group that he gave the speech to? I just forgot it. I already said it three times.
The Chamber of Commerce, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was at the Chamber of Commerce, but the speech was to a different group. It was the National Endowment for Democracy. Thank you. Is what it was in 2003. If you read that speech, it's very clear reading that speech when he outlined his vision for what would happen. It wasn't the intent to go in and win, kick butt, and then walk out. He wanted to maintain a presence over several elections, everything, to help spread democracy around the Middle East, in which in turn would mean we wouldn't have to keep going back there every 10 to 20 years.
And I agree with him on that, you know, aspect. I mean, I don't think, you know, here's an example, you know. We went 20 years ago to Desert Storm. Now here we're back over there again. And I agree with you as far as, making it so we don't have to go back over there and spreading that democracy. I'm all about that. And that's what I'm talking about as far as, you know, I think that needs to happen. But I just, you know, it's just, you know, here we go again. We get our hands
yeah.
tied up.
Well, and the real test, I think, is going to come for our nation that when we realize that a lot of what's happening over there, and this is my opinion now, when we realize that what's happening over there is about the people over there and not about U.S. policy, that we've got, it's going to be interesting to see if we sit back and we allow them to craft a government in the way they want. We talk all about self-determination and democracy. What if what the people of these countries decide we don't like? Are we willing to let them truly be self-determinant, or are we going to prop up false leaders that we end up shedding blood for 15, 20 years from now when we have to go back and clean up the mess?
What a bunch of narcissists Americans are. You listen to that stuff. My God, it's like it's all about us. Oy. Jennifer, calling in, a former peace activist with thoughts on all of this.
I have a very interesting point of view because formerly I was a peace activist who was interviewed in Washington, D.C. in 1991. And I have, over the years, seen this horrible war firsthand on terrorism, and it will not stop until we take action, and we have the perfect advantage right now to end this war on terrorism, and we need to do it now. We cannot wait around. We cannot dilly-dally around with this stuff. We need to act. And it is so strange that it's coming from a peace activist, but I'm saying that our safety of our country is in severe danger. We have been constantly attacked by terrorists. The American public doesn't know how many times we've had to disarm bombs and things that have been going on in this country. And after reading Amir Tahiri's book, an exiled author from Iran, he even says to do airstrikes, bring in airstrikes, bring in the naval forces. Act. If you do not act, this beast of radical Islam will continue to terrorize Americans, and we will constantly have to fight this.
Mark in Virginia, your thoughts, please.
I'm actually against the military intervention, especially coming from America. I don't have a problem have Africans going in there, but even with Africans, I think it has to be some form of forces coming from the Middle East or the North African region. And there's a reason for that, because Africa is culturally divided, you know, and recently there is like even issues of Gaddafi, you know, getting black Africans from other countries, and now the Arabs are actually turning against innocent Africans in Libya. So actually, and I grew up in Sierra Leone, and we actually had an intervention. For us, it was a military government that was in charge. And we were trying to get them out of power. So we actually had ECOWAS. ECOWAS is actually a regional organization formed by all the countries in West Africa. And they all, I mean, when sometimes the sense here is when you all see the same people that look like you go into your country, I think that helps. But if you can't have America or European or Asians to intervene, I think it's a North African problem. You can actually have, if you can come up with an organization formed by states in the north and probably from the Middle East, that would probably help. But to have any other foreign continent, I mean, say like America or South America or China or from Asia, come into intervene.